Hello, hello, my beautiful human, and welcome to the Soul Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Jacobo. I'm a soul mentor, a fur mama, a ceviche lover, an Aries sign, and forever your breathwork BFF. Around here, we dive deep into soul work, embodiment, healing, energy, and all the tools to help your soul vibe so dang high, no one can mess with your vibe. This podcast is your daily dose of reminders, realness, and practicality to help you conquer it all. So get ready for some epic conversations, some heart-to-heart chats. Get ready to own your power and connect with the most powerful version of yourself. You know what time it is. It's time for some soul activation. Hello, hello, you beautiful soul, and happy freaking Wednesday. I am so pumped that you are here, and I am so pumped about this particular episode because I did a poll on Instagram and you guys voted. I said, hey, we were talking about manifestations, and if you follow energies and if you follow the frequencies that are happening with the stars, the moon, all that magicness, we know that there was a portal that opened up, the Lionsgate portal that opened up August 8th, that was huge in the manifestation world. And I was sharing some of my stuff on Instagram, and I asked, hey, would we want an episode on manifestation? 98% of the voters said, yes, 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 I need this. The other percent voted, can we do a 101 manifestation? So what we're going to do on today's episode is we're going to talk all things manifesting. We're going to do a little explanation of what it is and give you basic concepts that are going to help you when you are manifesting. And if you're hearing the word manifest right now and you're like, I have no idea what she is saying, then don't worry, I got you. I am going to do a breakdown of what manifestation is first, and then we will dive into ways that you can manifest literally anything that you want into your life. So as we dive into this episode, I am so pumped. Before we actually get into all the manifestations, I did want to remind you that the Soul Breath Academy is open for enrollment. The Soul Breath Academy is our certification program. If you've ever wanted to go into life coaching, if you've ever wanted to get certified in healing, if you ever wanted to get certified in breath work to help others relieve anxiety, relieve stress, really connect to a deeper level within yourself, breath work is the tool to do that. We are in a really cool time right now where healing, energy, connecting to yourself is so, it's like a popular trend where it's encouraged, it's motivated. People want to see you heal. So being in this industry right now, if you've ever wanted to get certified, now is your time. You come into the certification program. And if you're hearing this information and you're like, I might be interested, I might just want information, then make sure to scroll down to the show notes, book your discovery call. It is a free call where you talk to us, we give you the details, we tell you what the program entails, and you can decide if it is or if it isn't for you. No obligation. It is a completely free discovery call. If you are hearing this episode and you're like, I might want to be interested in learning all this work, breath work, trauma work, healing, all this stuff, whether it's for yourself or whether it's to use it for a career or your family or to use it as an addition to what it is that you are currently doing in life. The certification program is here for you. And I'm so excited for those of you that are going to say yes, for those of you guys that are going to step into this realm with us. And make sure that if any of this calls you, you scroll down, go ahead and book your discovery call, and I will talk to you soon. All right, now coming back to our episode and talking all things manifestation. As we dive into the episode, I kind of want to break down manifestation and what it actually is. So what I'm going to go over right now is what manifestation actually is. And we're going to break it down to more of like the science base and understand that manifestation is so freaking real. And if you're anything like me, when I first got introduced to the spiritual world, the energy world, it was manifestation was a word that I heard being tossed around, but I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to attract it. And once I learned what it was and how to use it in my own personal life, it has completely changed everything, how things find me, how I attract things, how things get done in my life. And I want to show you exactly how to use it, what it is, and how it's going to benefit you too. So going to the more technical terms, what is manifestation? The word manifestation means simply to display, exhibit, or appear. So those are the actual like books, the actual words, if you look them up on Google and stuff like that, that is the actual definition. It's a verb. It's a word of action or consequence. There we go. Those are the magic words. It's a word of action or consequence. Manifestation is bringing something tangible into your life through attraction and the belief that it will come to you. Manifesting is making everything you want to feel and experience a reality via your thoughts, actions, beliefs, and emotions. Manifesting is cultivating the experience of what it is that you want to feel, and then realizing that you're allowed to live that feeling, living and believing in the experience so that you can allow it to come into form, become your reality, basically. When you manifest something into your life, it's because you consciously called it forward. So if you heard that definition, you're like, okay, Crystal, I still don't know what it means. Don't worry, I got you. All it is saying that basically your mind is the most powerful tool that you could ever have, especially when believing or accomplishing goals. In other words, if your mind can believe it, you can have it in your life. That is a simple definition of manifestation. Manifestation is simply the process of taking the visions that we already have, the dreams, our desires, our ideas that are in our brain, and making them become part of our external reality. It is just the process of imagining, believing, and calling it in, becoming a magnet for our desires, becoming a magnet for the things that we want. So that is the simple definition that for me was like, wait a minute, well, how does this work? I want to attract this. I want to attract that. Do I just sit here and think about it and it's going to come to me? There's actual processes that can amplify your manifestations. So now that you know what manifesting is, now you know why I get so excited about it, because like you, like me, we all have things that we desire, whether it's attracting a big house, whether it's attracting $1 million into your bank account, whether it's attracting a partner because we're currently single in our season, whether it's attracting a new job, whether it's attracting a promotion, whether it's attracting a new lifestyle, a trip, you name it. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of things that we as human beings desire and we want in our life. So manifesting is taking the things that we want and amplifying those desires to call them in, perhaps a little bit faster. And today I want to share with you guys my three favorite ways to manifest. And I've manifested things like attracting $100,000 in a program. From that to a skirt that I wanted and it out of nowhere appeared right in front of me. These are manifestations that if you stick to them and you do them properly, I promise you that they will work and that they will change your life. Now, since I've added manifestations into my own reality, it's changed everything. The way my lifestyle is, the way things have happened. And I'm going to share with you these three powerful manifestation tools that I personally use. The first one I want to talk about is writing a letter to your future self. Now, if you're anything like me, when I heard this technique, I was like, well, how am I supposed to write it? And I went into overthinking mode and I wouldn't do it. So I'm going to give you the exact format so you don't overthink and it's super easy for you to do. What you're going to do is you're going to write a letter to your future self. And how you're going to write this letter is write it in a way as if you have already achieved these things that you want. An example is if you are wanting to attract a brand new house, write it to yourself as if you're already living in this house. An example of this can be, hey, Crystal, I am writing you this letter from the studio that you've always wanted. It's crazy to think how we decorated. We put the carpet that you saw on Pinterest that one day when you were sitting down. You're sitting here with that chair that you thought perhaps you were not going to find. Well, guess what? You found it. And you're not even going to believe where you found it. You're writing yourself this letter from the things that you desire in a way as if they've already happened. And you're telling yourself that they've already happened. Why you are doing this is because energetically, we are vibrating at a frequency. And I did a reel on this on my Instagram. If you follow me on Instagram, you may have saw this concept as well. But I basically went over the idea that we are frequency. And every single day we're vibrating. if I'm vibrating at the frequency of fear and lack and scarcity, then guess what? I'm going to attract more things to support that frequency. When you are vibrating in the state of happiness, joy, abundance, knowing that things are possible, you're attracting more things into your life that support that frequency. Energetically, you have to be in tune with the things that you want. Just like energetically, you're tuned into the music that you like. If I were to go in your car or your playlist that you're listening to when you're working out, it's probably music that pumps you up and gets you excited. What would happen if I were to change it and put it some like depressed music or music that doesn't pump you up? You wouldn't get the results that you want at the gym, right? So the same thing is with your manifestations. If you're not tuning into the frequency of thinking it's already possible, thinking it's already done, it's going to be a lot harder to attract them. So one of the easiest things to do is write yourself a letter from the perspective of it already happened. And I actually love doing this letter. I do one at the beginning of the year every single year, and then I do one halfway through the year and calling the things that I want. And it's so fun to read these letters at the end of the year or the following year, because when I look back at them, I honestly forget what I write. I go all out, whether it's simple things, whether it's big things, I go all out. And when I read those letters a year from now, it's so cool to see, wow, you were right. I did want this, or I did want that. Before we actually planned our wedding, I didn't have a wedding planner. I didn't know where the wedding was going to be. I just knew that we were engaged. And I wrote this letter from the perspective of, guess what? You had the best freaking night of your life. It was so fun. There were so many people dancing. You wouldn't believe it when I tell you how much fun everybody had. Your dress was beautiful. It was the perfect fit and the perfect vision that you wanted. And I wrote this letter in 2019. Again, we didn't have a venue. We didn't have a wedding coordinator. We didn't have anything. But that's what I wrote when I wrote my manifestation letter that specific year. Looking back at that letter, I was reading it and I talked about people dancing. One of the biggest compliments that I get about my wedding is that everybody danced, that there was no room on the dance floor because everybody was having a good time. Even the specific DJ where we had our wedding in Silverado, California, the DJ was like, hey, I wanted to congratulate you guys. I've done so many weddings up in this area, and I've never had a crowd like the crowd that you guys have. You guys all had a good time. It was so fun. And ironically, that's one of the things that I wrote in my letter. And I had even forgot about it. I had forgot that it was that one of my things is I love dancing, so I wanted people to dance. I forgot like what kind of, I didn't really have a vision for my dress. I wasn't the type of girl that was dreaming with this dress my entire life. I also grew up in a Hispanic Mexican household. So my vision of a wedding before was like all the padrinos, all the things. I didn't expect to have the wedding that I did. Once I sat down with my wedding planner and we mapped out a vision, it was a completely different vision than what I even thought one day might have been my vision. And it was better than I ever even imagined. And it met everything that my manifestation letter created for it. So because I was able to write it down energetically, I became a frequency to match those desires. That's why I promise you when I say write these letters from the point of they've already happened. So that's strategy number one, technique number one, whatever we want to call it, that is number one. Now diving into the second way that I love manifesting things is, the second way is I make a journal. So I have a specific journal for manifesting. I went to Marshall's because they have the cutest journals all the time and I like to hold them and see them in person. I don't know, I'm a weirdo. But I went to Marshall's and I find a journal that I like. It could be a plain journal, all black. It could be one with flowers. It's literally your energetic frequency. Like, what do you feel when you hold those journals? Do you feel powerful? Do you feel soft? Do you feel like this is too much flowers, too much letters, too much color? Like, feel the journal that feels good for you. Once you have that journal, dedicate that specific journal to only your manifestations. Don't write anything. Don't rip papers out of there. Don't make notes on there. You're gonna dedicate this journal to your desires, your wants, and your needs. And think of it as like your sacred journal. I have this journal and it doesn't even sit with the rest of my journals. It has its own little spot. It never gets dusty. I only write on it every so often because I'm not sitting there manifesting every single day, at least with my pen and paper, because I'm going to show you how to do that other ways right now. But it's not even halfway full, but it's my journal. Nobody touches it. Nobody messes it. I will never rip a page out because energetically I'm keeping that energy sacred. So get a brand new journal. And what you're going to do is you're going to write 111 desires. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that we did an exercise. I think I shared it last week where I said write 80 desires. Well, I'm pushing you a little more because I know you deserve more. You want to attract more. So I'm stretching your desires. I'm stretching the things you want. And I am encouraging you to write 111 wishes, 111 manifestations, 111 attractions, whatever you want to call them. You're going to grab this journal. And if you want to grab this journal after this episode, what I would do is the first page is write your letter, the letter we just talked about. When you are done with your letter, on the next page, put 101 things that I have, 111 things that I absolutely adore in my life. The name honestly doesn't matter. Name it whatever you want to name it. But what you're going to do is you're going to make a list, a numbered list of 111 things. And you're going to write the things that you want. Now, these things can be as big as I want to attract $1 million idea. Or these things can be as little as I want to attract a new toaster for my kitchen, or the new blender, what's that blender that makes really cool smoothies? The Ninja blender? No, I don't think it's the Ninja. I don't know, but I've been eyeing this blender that makes the best smoothies, especially because we drink protein smoothies. So besides the point, I've been eyeing that blender. So that's one of the blenders that I put on my manifestations list. But again, it doesn't matter if it's big or small. What I want you to do is write 111 things. The reason we do 111 is because of the number 111. The number 111 is an angel number, and 111 is a very powerful number. And I want you to think of this number as like divine meaning, and its awareness is it signifies new chapters. It signifies manifestations of your thoughts into reality. So when you see the number 111 driving or in a poster or in the gas station or in the microwave, that is also a reassurance of your manifestations that you are calling in. So one of the things that I am a weirdo about is I constantly look for the number 111. And I don't want you to think of in a way of like, oh, I'm constantly looking for it. And look, no, these scenarios happen when you don't notice and you grab your phone and it says it's 1111. You weren't intentionally looking for it, but yet you were aware that you saw it. That's what I mean when I'm a weirdo about those things. I also don't want you to sit by the clock and watch it 11, 9, 11, 10. And once it hits 11, 11, be like, yes, I saw it. No, because that doesn't really count. Just all the coincidences, all the times you accidentally see 111. So that's why you're making the list 111 things. And you're going to write this list from the perspective of, you already have these things. So the list can sound like you are so excited about this blender that you get to use every single day. It is your favorite blender ever. And you're going to write that down. If you're attracting perhaps a new position at work, the position that you got promoted at is your favorite. You love where you're at. Your schedule is so simple. And even if you're manifesting like a different schedule in your work job, you can start from the perspective of, the new schedule that you have in your life is so amazing. You love it so much and it literally fits your lifestyle. And as you are writing your list, here are 10 words to avoid as you're writing your manifestations or as you're working on your manifestations. So I'm going to make you a list. I'm just going to go over these words quickly. I'm also going to write them down in the show notes. So you can go down to the show notes and screenshot the description, and it'll have those words on there, words not to use when you're manifesting. Number one is like the word don't. Don't use the word don't. When you say I don't want something, you're focusing on something you don't want rather than something you do want. Instead of saying I don't affirm, I don't claim, I don't, just stop saying I don't and switch it by saying I do. That's a simple one. Also the word can't. Like it can't I can't not have my schedule or whatever, like, just don't use the word can't. He, she, or they. Your external reality is a direct reflection of your inner state. So your affirmations using I or me. Don't say she or they or he. He knows whatever. No, I or me. Stick everything to I or me. So that way the manifestations revolve around your own reality, your own thoughts, and your own actions. The words maybe. You don't want to use the word maybe. You don't want to use the word not. You don't want to use the word will. A lot of the times when people are writing manifestations, they say, I will have a house. I will have my dream job. Here's why we don't want to say the word will. The word will implies an occurrence in the future. So it's an occurrence in the future. But the key to manifestation is to act and feel as if you have already manifested that desire. So again, no will. We're not, I will have, I will, no, no, no. Everything is present time. We already accomplished it. We already did it. We are already living it. Another big one that was one of my biggest mistakes when I started this is using the words going to. I am going to crush my first month in my business. I am going to make 1,000 episodes on the podcast. Going to. That was my thing. But here's the thing. Going to, the phrase going to implies something is going to happen in the future. Again, we're like disassociating ourselves from our desires. But it is not happening now. We want the things now. We want to attract them now. We want our mind to energetically connect to those desires right now. So we want them to happen here today. So what you're going to do, instead of saying going to, you're going to affirm the desire in the present, like in this present time, by saying am, is, or are. So those are your keywords, am, is, or are. I am living in this house that I once dreamed of. Am. Now I am going to live in this house that I can't even imagine. See, I use the word can't. You can't use that word can't. I can't imagine. I am going to. No, I am living in the house that I once dreamed of. So those are your keywords. And again, all this will be in the show notes for you to screenshot and make it super simple for you. We're also not going to use the word wish, need, or must. And I can go more into detail about those specific words, but wish is just implies that there's a possibility. I wish, it's a desire. Need implies an attachment to, like, I need this. I need this house. And we're not vibrating at a frequency of scarcity. We're vibrating at the frequency of abundance and attraction and becoming magnetic. We're not vibrating in the state of being super needy. And must. The word must implies resistance to other creative possibilities. Like, it must happen this way. I always tell my clients, we say, oh, I can't wait. I'm probably going to make like $10,000 from this program that I'm going to launch. But I always tell people, well, don't attach your income to that one program. Because out of nowhere, a client could come tomorrow and say, hey, I want to work with you privately. I'll pay you $5,000. Now you just made $5,000 out of this thing, but you were putting all your eggs in one basket and in that one program. And energetically, you block off your abundance because you're so zoned in on this one thing. So manifestation is also allowing for creativity. Not worrying about the how it happens, how it's coming into your life, but more worried about creating the realm, the open portal to attract all the desires. We're focusing more on desires rather than the how. So that's the second way. It's writing these 111 things that you desire from the perspective of they've already happened, they're already there. And the really cool thing about doing this specific list is that probably around 30, maybe 20, maybe even 10, you're not going to know what to write. And you're going to sit there. And when I wrote my list the very, very first time, to be super honest with you guys, I think it took me like 2 hours to do that list because I was like, what do I write? And I was playing with my pencil and I was playing with this and I was getting distracted. I didn't know what to write. So I started thinking of things that would make my life easier that I would perhaps desire. And I remember sitting there, and I am somebody who hates chopping onion. Like, I just hate it. I don't know why. My eyes cry way too much. People think I'm being dramatic, but I swear I'm not. It's just my eyes are so sensitive to onion. So I started thinking, maybe a tool to cut the onion with. And it was something that I wrote down now how I cut my onion is somebody introduced me to a tool where I put the onion in there. It has a little string. You pull the string a few times. It chops the onion so fine, so perfect. I literally touch the onion maybe 2 seconds and then it's in the tray. I just take off the lid. I take off the blades and it's ready to go. But it's something that I didn't even know I needed until I challenged my brain to really say, what things do you desire? What things would make your life easier? What things do you want in life if you had 111 things right now that the universe, God was going to give you today? So you're going to run out of things pretty fast. That's the reason why it's 111. It's challenging you. It's pushing you over the edge. It's making you think and creating room and capacity in your mind, body, and soul to attract the things that you want. So that it is why it's 111 things. So write your list and start attracting the things that you want. So that's one and two. Now going into three. You heard me talk a lot about frequency and energy and energy. Energy is so freaking important when you're manifesting. So freaking important, because I can sit here and manifest and say, I am so happy that I live in my new house. I am so happy that I'm driving my dream car. I am so happy that I am whatever you were saying, right? I can say all that. But if energetically I feel like shit, if I feel like I hate people at my work, I'm so mad that I come home and the traffic is pissing me off and all this, like I am vibrating at that frequency. It doesn't matter that I'm really loyal to these manifestations, that I'm exercising these practices. It doesn't matter, because energetically I am vibrating at a frequency that doesn't serve me. I am vibrating at the frequency that the whole freaking world is vibrating at. Because do this random exercise one day and you're going to see what I'm talking about. If you come with a group of friends, or if you go to a group of coworkers or whoever is in your life, and you say a complaint like, oh my God, it's so hot today, somebody real quick will jump in and say, oh, I know, and it's barely 1.7, just wait till next week. We live in a society where we are so quick to jump on complaining. It's almost like we're fighting to see who has the suckiest life. Try it. I realize this because I've done it in several scenarios or several group friends. Then I'll say something like, oh my gosh, it's taking forever to get there. And somebody else will say, I know. And did you see that car over there? And really quickly, it turns into a complaining train, I should say. And I realize, like, wow, I'm really getting sucked into this frequency right now that isn't serving me. Now, if you do the opposite, if you go to a group friend, I'm like, oh my God, I look so freaking good today. Or you know what? Like, life is so beautiful. Look at the frequency of how your group friends or the people around you is responding. If they're like quick to say, I know, right? Then you're vibrating at a really good frequency. And also, if your friend group is on the opposite and loves complaining, maybe you're the one that can start changing that frequency. So there's a random exercise for you about frequency and energy. So it's really important. I can't express this enough. It's really, really important to make sure that you are vibrating at the frequency that is going to match your desires and not get sucked into vibrating in the frequency of others, the frequency of lack, fear, guilt, scarcity, neediness, all that stuff. It's really important, really, 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 really important. I can't say that enough, to make sure that you are clearing your energy tank. You're clearing the energy that you're picking up from others, and you are cultivating or pouring energy back into yourself that is going to serve these manifestations. One of the fastest way to do this is through breath work. If you want to completely change the way that you are manifesting, the way that you are feeling, 60 seconds of breath work, 60 seconds, that's 1 minute of breath work, can completely amplify the things that you're wanting, the things that you're desiring. There are many exercises with breath work. There's actually exercise on this podcast. I believe it's episode 52. It is a walking guided meditation, meaning you put it on in the background, you can go on a walk with it, and it just puts you in the frequency of changing the energy to attract the things that you desire. So you can go to that episode. If I'm wrong, I will go ahead and correct the episode on the show notes as well for you, but I'm pretty sure it's episode 52. You can play that in the background and it'll energetically channel you into the energy that you want to attract, the frequency that you want. You can also do breath work. I mentioned breath work. 60 seconds of breath work can completely change the way that you're manifesting things. That's 1 minute of your life that you can tune into your breath to attract the things that you want. Also, going on walks by yourself and really sitting with the thoughts, repeating the words of, I am worthy, I deserve things. Life is always happening for me. When you're going on these walks, changes everything. When, if you love going on bike rides, go on these bike rides and just think of how amazing you are. Think of how worthy you are. Think of all the magic. Think of yourself as like a magnet, that wherever you are at, you are attracting good friends, you're attracting good fortune, you're attracting good meals, you're attracting all the beautiful things. Close your eyes when you're going on these walks, on the, hopefully not the bike rides because I don't want you to fall off, but when you're going on these walks, close your eyes and physically think in your mind that you are a magnet. Think of these vibrations, rays, beams coming from you and attracting, pulling the things that you want. 60 seconds, a quick little 60 second exercise like that can amplify your manifestations in such a big way. The other thing that we don't realize that we do when we're changing our frequency is play music that you like. One of the fastest ways to change the frequency that we're vibrating at is play music. However, play music that's gonna feel good, that has really good lyrics, not music that is depressing and talks about how the world is falling apart and this and that. And the reason why I say that is because this morning I was playing music and I heard, Green Day? Green Day playing. It was talking about American Idiots. Like, I don't want to be an American idiot. Da-da-da-da-da-da. It was talking about that song. And I was thinking to myself, wow, like even listening to the song in the background right now energetically is not fueling me or making sure my energy is in the frequency that I want. So I simply just changed it. And I changed it to another song that was about crushing your goals and anything I want, I know I can have. And it made me feel good. So whether it's going on walks, whether it's doing breath work, whether it's sitting there in 60 seconds and thinking of yourself as a magnet that is attracting things, whether it's playing music, whether it's going on walks, whether it's going on walks in the grass, taking your socks off, taking your shoes off and walking barefoot on the grass, closing your eyes and imagining yourself as a magnet, all these things put you in the frequency. They change your energy to attract the desires that you want. I cannot express this enough. If you want to manifest, your energy has to match the things that you want. That is the secret when it comes to manifesting. I didn't know this. I was writing, I was doing the letters, I was doing that, but energetically, I wasn't working on my energy. The other thing that I wanted to share with you guys is we have the 7-day breathwork breakthrough challenge. I'll link it down in the show notes. It's $7. It's literally less than a cup of Starbucks that you were to get. Go ahead and go to that, download it. It's $7, like I said, but it has 7 guided sessions. If you really want to amplify your manifestations, go to track, I think it's day 4. They're all super amazing, but day 4 specifically is about becoming a magnet to your desires using your breath. You put on your headphones, go hide in a room where your kids can't find you, your wife can't find you, your dog can't find you. Plug in your headphones and zone out. The guided breath work lasts 20 minutes. So 20 minutes of committing to your energy, 20 minutes of committing to your dreams, to the things that you desire. And I promise you that your life will change because energetically you become matched to the things that you desire. And I say this with so much confidence because right now in my life, it sounds so weird to say because sometimes I don't think it is real until it happens all the time. But the other day I was on Instagram and there was this girl and I love looking at girls' outfits. Oh, I can look at girls' fashion outfits all day long. So I was looking at this girl's outfit and she was wearing a matte, it was like a black pencil skirt. For all my ladies, for all my men that might not know what a pencil skirt is, it was just a black skirt. But I was like, oh my God, I love that skirt. I thought about that skirt and I was like, oh, I couldn't get that skirt out of my head. I kid you not, that same evening, this was like a few months ago, that same evening, my mom and my dad showed up. They were like, hey, they stopped by to visit. My mom has this thing where if she goes to a boutique or if she goes to a store, there's a boutique in the old town where I used to live at that I used to work at. And I love their clothes. I love their everything they have. So every so often she stops by the boutique and sometimes picks me up a pair of shoes or whatever she thinks I might like. So she's coming in. She's like, oh, look, I brought you this from the store. And I was like, okay. I don't open it. I don't think anything of it. When they leave, I open this bag, and I kid you guys not, it's the freaking skirt. The skirt that I saw obviously wasn't the exact same skirt, but it was the same style. It had the same scrunch on the side. It was the skirt, and I couldn't believe it. Okay, that was one of the scenarios. The other scenario, we were at, I think, grocery shopping at Aldi's, and I told my husband, I want to get ranch. I just said the word, I want to get ranch. But I also knew we were about to check out, so I didn't want to go all the way back to get the ranch. So I turn around, and in the shelf of, it had tomatoes and like the produce shelves. Like, it wasn't even the actual shelves back there. The produce aisle, it's really close to where you check out. Somebody put a ranch bottle in the tomato container. And I turned to see it. I was like, is that a ranch? So I go to it. Sure enough, it's a ranch. Somebody, for some reason, didn't take the ranch. They put it there. They probably traded for tomatoes. I don't know. And I saw the ranch there. It was sealed. It was closed. I was like, huh, perfect. I put the ranch in my container. I didn't have to go anywhere. So there's small things like that, that when you're vibrating in the frequency, you start attracting these things. The other thing is like parking spots. My husband's really, really good at this. Like, he's always expecting a good parking spot everywhere he goes. And sure enough, that guy has never not found a parking spot near the door. It's just the frequency that he's vibrating at, attracting these, and they happen. So when we focus on manifestations, the third thing that I talked about is the energy. Energetically, you have to vibrate at these frequencies. If you want to amplify your energy even more, focus on becoming obsessed with the things that you already have. Gratitude amplifies desires. I'm going to say that again. Gratitude amplifies desires. So when you can marinate in gratitude and show that you're grateful for the things you currently have, your brain will start thinking, huh, what other things do I have? What other things can I attract? And it starts matching the energy of attraction. Every single morning when I wake up, the first thing I do when I open my eyes, I say, good morning, Crystal. Good morning, God. I love you. That's just because I grew up religious, so I say that. Then I will say three things that I am grateful for and why. Here's the key. You got to say the why, because if you just say, I'm grateful for my house, I'm grateful for my husband, I'm grateful for my dog, and you start your day, you become a gratitude robot. When you can say why you are grateful for these specific things, your brain is channeling, again, different energy, different frequency. So I sit there and I'm like, I'm so thankful for my husband, because when I can't see the vision of the things that I want to accomplish, he reminds me of what's possible. I am so thankful for my dog, because on days where I feel stressed, on days where I feel like it's been a rough day, she loves me unconditionally. She sees me for a beautiful being, because that's how she knows me. If I were to say I'm grateful for my house, I'm like, I'm grateful for the house that I live in, because in this moment, I know that there's people that are living in the streets, that are people that wish they had this roof over their head. So thank you for allowing me to be in a safe space. Just by saying those three things in the morning, I will say, good morning, God. Good morning, Crystal. I love you. What I'm grateful for and why. And then I will end my morning thoughts with, I know you have a plan for me today, and I'm so freaking excited to get going and get started. And that's my first thing in the morning. As soon as I open my eyes, I don't even touch my phone. I just say those things, especially when my alarm is going on. I just kind of reach over, I tap the alarm off, and I just say my morning affirmation, my morning prayer, my gratitude, whatever you want to call it. But the reason why I will do that every single day, and I've been doing this strong for, I started in 2019. So 19, 20, 21, three solid years of not missing a single day so far. Yes. But the reason why I do this is because when I wake up, the first thing I want to make sure is that my frequency is matching abundance. My frequency is matching gratitude. So even if I don't have time to do breath work, even if I don't have time to go on a walk, even if I don't have time to do these things, in that specific moment, I am raising my frequency and I'm changing my energy. Then if I do a breath work once a week or two times a week or three times a week, whatever I want, it is just amplifying the frequency that I've already created as soon as I wake up in the morning. Okay, so those are the biggest hacks that I've done that have changed my entire life, and again, have attracted from big clients that have found me, that found me from like London, of all places. One of my clients is currently right now from London, and she found me through a video. The video was referred to somebody else. Somebody referred it to that person, and that person referred it to her, like randomest thing. And I was like, yeah, she wanted to work privately with me. This is how much it was. And boom, boom, she was like, yeah, I'll pay it right here, right now. Next thing you know, I got an invoice that was paid through just manifesting a client in my manifestations. So again, making sure we manifest, making sure we do the energy frequency and staying connected. And last but not least, what I wanted to talk about is also some things that are going to kill your manifestations. And the reason why I want to talk about these is because when we're manifesting, there's also things that kill our manifestations that I really wasn't aware of. So I want to talk about these as we're ending the episode. And these are just things that you want to make sure that you're very aware that you're not allowing into your life. So these are just 9 things that I've learned over my lifetime that stop manifestations in the tracks. So number 1 is jealousy. When you feel jealous, when you feel like, oh, I wish I had this, something that I'll do is I'll close my eyes and I'll blow, whether it's on Instagram, whether it's to them in person, like obviously don't let them see you. And I just think in my head, I'm sending you all the best things in the world for you. I send them more beautiful things their way because energetically I'm telling my mind, if it's possible for them, it's possible for me. When I catch myself judging others, because it's so easy to judge others, even if we don't want to, sometimes our mind takes us there. When I catch myself judging others, I'm like, perhaps that's all they know. I have to think that everything everyone's doing, they're doing it with the best intentions. That's it. It's not my problem to understand. It's not my problem to worry about it. When I'm being a perfectionist, a lot of the times I want to do things, but I'm waiting for the perfect moment, the perfect time. I slow down and I'm like, no, perfectionism is literally going to slow down the things that I desire. Complaining. Oh, this is a big one. Complaining. If you are sitting there complaining, saying, oh, my room is always this, this and that. Oh my gosh, my husband never does this, or oh, this, the kids or whatever. If you are complaining constantly, you're going to stop your own manifestations in their tracks. They're not going to find you. When you're doubting yourself, oh, I don't think I could do it. Oh, but I don't know. You're going to stop them. Assuming the worst. A lot of people, oh, I hate this phrase. People say, hoping for the best, preparing for the worst. I hate that. You are literally matching your frequency to bad things happen to me all the time. Lack of faith. When you can't have faith in yourself or you can't have faith in things, you're also believing that things are impossible. When you're being impatient, this is another one that I have to constantly work on, especially when I'm ordering sushi. I'm like, oh, when is it going to be done? Because I want to eat that dang sushi so bad. And I have to practice being patient. I have to practice realizing that everybody's trying their best. Everybody's trying to make sure that everybody's happy. And again, this is an assumption that I have to make. I'm assuming everybody's on their best day. Everyone's trying the best. Everyone's doing the best that they can. That's it. That is just my only assumption, is everybody's on doing the best they can. And also not controlling your thoughts. You have to remember that a lot of the time when your thoughts can overpower you and put you in this or that or that or that, like, it is not your job to worry about the how. It is not your job to worry about what's going to happen. Let it be, release, surrender, and let it go. So I went over a lot on this episode. Next week on next week's episode, I'm actually going to dive more into the things that actually energetically block off your manifestations. So that is coming next week. But for now, I wanted to make sure that you guys knew what manifestation was, how to get started. You can buy your journal, you can do your letter, you can do your list. You can start practicing things to raise your frequency, whether that's singing karaoke to good music, whether that's walking on grass barefoot, whether that's taking 60 minutes and visualizing yourself as a magnet, pulling the things that you desire, or whether that's amplifying even deeper your manifestations by doing 20 minutes of breath work. I'll leave the 7-day breathwork breakthrough on the show notes as well. Go ahead and click it. Even if it's doing that, like, there's so many ways to be in the frequency, but the frequency cannot attract the things that it doesn't know you want. And you know what you want because by now you've already made your list. You've already made your letter. You are aligning your energy, frequency, and desires to be one. So that is the biggest thing with manifesting. I shared last week on the I shared it on Instagram where I said, a lot of the times we can tell the dog, go bring me the toy. Go bring me the toy. And the dog goes and brings you the toy. But then you're like, oh, that's not the one I want. I wanted the yellow one with spots, right? So the dog's looking at you like, well, I brought you the toy, wagging its tail all happy. And you're like, no, that's not what I want. Well, if you didn't tell the dog you wanted the one with polka dots and yellow stripes or whatever I just said, if you don't tell them what specific toy you want, it's going to continue to bring you toys, but it's never going to bring you the right one because you weren't specific enough. So the same thing is with manifestations. Life can bring you all these things, all these opportunities, but if they're not the ones that you want, then you're still not going to be content because you're also not telling the universe what you actually want. So manifestation is giving yourself permission to attract, to bring in, to get really clear on the things that you want. So I hope this episode served you. I know there's probably like so many more questions about manifestation, which is why there's going to be a part two next week coming up. Next week, you will also have your regular episode. The only thing is that next week, you're going to have two episodes, your regular episode and your bonus episode about manifestation part two. So we're going to go on that episode at a deeper level of more on the advanced side. Once you're doing this, how to amplify, how to change it up, all those good things. But I'm sending you so much freaking love. Reminder again that the Soul Breath Academy is officially opened its doors for the certification program. If you've ever desired to do this work to gain more knowledge about all this, the certification program is for you. I'm sending you so, so much freaking love. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Again, part two is coming and the regular episode is coming next week as well. I'm sending you so much love. All the information that I talked about, the words, all that will be on the show notes as well. I'm sending you so, so, so much love. And I'm sending you a big, big virtual hug. Not the little scrumpy ones, but the ones that squeeze you really, really, really freaking tight. I love you so, so much. And thank you again for being on this show. Thank you for being on this episode. I love you and I hope you have a fabulous day. And I cannot wait to see all the beautiful things that you manifest into your life. Because here is your reminder that you are worthy. I seriously don't think, if you believe in God, but I seriously don't think that God is up there saying, that person, yes, that person, no. That one, definitely, yes, that one, no. I think the reason why you are alive, I think the reason why you are here is because you are worthy. You are born worthy. And sometimes it's easy to forget that it is our birthright to attract all the things that we desire. So with manifestation, it's constantly connecting to your desires, your wants, and your needs. And here is your reminder that you are born worthy, that you deserve it all, and you are worthy of having it all. All right, I'm sending you so much love. Have a gorgeous Wednesday, and I will talk to you on the next Soul Radio episode. All right, love you. Bye.